This one goes to His Majesty King Hussein. Your Majesty, you and Queen Noor, N-O-O-R, have departed our country, and Nancy and I hope you had a pleasant journey home. You have left with us a warm glow of personal friendship, which we shall cherish. Your Majesty, you may recall we had a conversation about the Dead Sea and the possibility that fish might be induced to thrive there. I looked into the experiments in our own Salton Sea, which began about 25 years ago. We have been successful with three game fish, the Bardiella, capital B-A-R-D-I-E-L-L-A, the Corbina, capital C-O-R-B-I-N-A, and the Sargo, capital S-A-R-G-O. A fourth species, the tilapia, T-I-capital T-I-L-A-P-I-A, was introduced about 8 years ago and may lead to commercial harvesting. But having learned all this, I regret to say my idea will not pan out. It seems that our Salton Sea is only 40 parts salt, and the Dead Sea is more than 300. I am informed that none of these fish could exist in that degree of salinity. I guess I was naive to think that this idea might be original and that no one had ever thought of attempting such an experiment in the Dead Sea before. But I confess to being disappointed. I was so hopeful that I could bring you good news, period. The picture of you both has just arrived. We are delighted to have it and most appreciative of your warm inscription. Nancy sends her very best to you both, as do I. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. James D. Agostino, capital D apostrophe capital A G O S T I N O. Dear Mr. D'Agostino, thank you very much for your kindness in sending the puzzle Pyraminx, capital P-Y-R-A-M-I-N-X. You were very kind to think of me, and I appreciate it. Let me thank you also for the very generous words in your letter. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Miss Pat Gietelman, G-E-A-D-E-L-M-A-N-N. Well, I see with the letter, Ed, that's Patricia Gietelman. Dear Miss Gietelman, thank you very much for your letter of October 12th, which reached my desk a few days ago. I, too, enjoyed our meeting and appreciate very much your writing, as you did. Thank you also for your prayers. You renew my faith that between us, we can get this job done. Again, a heartfelt thanks, and I hope our paths cross soon. Best regards, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. Roy M. Brewer. Dear Roy, just a hasty line to acknowledge receipt of your letter and the copy of your letter to Senator Hatch. I'm delighted to have that, and thank you very much for what you're doing. It is most helpful, and I stand with you. We must get this appointment approved. Best regards.